Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
I'm going to need you to put your underwear on before we start podcasting. I'm going to really need you to fucking...
Not a chance. You're going to be one layer closer to my pee-pee and wing and weenies.
No, thank you.
I call my testicles weenies.
I hate that.
Pee-pee and weenies.
I really hate that, dude.
I don't... When my balls are uncircumcised, if you think about it.
Not mine.
Ew, just two open sack, like
fucking,
holes.
Nah, dude,
leaking.
I got mine fucking clipped like a dog.
You pull them high and tight?
I got what a...
High and tight means how far your balls are from your body.
Yeah, I got a high and tight, dude. I got a fucking sick fade on mine. On my fucking nuts.
Nice, dude.
They're like so close. They're so close to my penis that I'm like, have my balls dropped yet?
Right.
I don't know.
You don't know. My voice is deeper, but that's not really, you know, who knows.
This is what I sounded like.
As a child?
As a child. Goo-goo-ga-ga. I want bottle. That's what I sounded like.
Mom, bottle?
Chicky fingy, please.
Chicky fingy.
That's what I want.
No crusty on the PB jelly.
No, dude. I was always a fucking... From sandwiches to music, I've always liked crust.
Hey, all right. That's the first joke of the podcast. We're going to count them. We're going to count how many jokes you do.
No, dude.
All right. That's two for this week. We'll see you later.
Well, goodbye.
Bye-bye. Mike got two and I was here.
Uh-huh. Thank you. You're like the...
Choose these next words very carefully.
Oh, so I'm like a designated hitter.
Okay.
In that my job...
I'm Moneyball.
My only job on the podcast is for hits.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking straight fire jokes 1,000% of the time.
Okay.
And you're, I guess, the mascot? I guess you would be the mascot?
Okay.
You're there for morale.
Sure.
You're better with kids than I am.
That's absolutely true.
People
don't know what I am.
When people hit you, it doesn't hurt as much.
Doesn't hurt at all.
And
I have no penis.
You have no penis, and people like to be around you more.
Yes, basically. All of those are factually correct. I can't argue any of those.
You do. Yeah, all that.
No, that's true.
Yeah, and I'm just there fucking.
Is there a grumpy mascot? I guess
no, I don't know.
They're all pretty personable, but Gritty leans on like being a little more like mean. He's like a prankster.
Yeah, but prankster is different than being grumpy.
Absolutely agree. It's two different words. That's why.
So, but sometimes two words mean the same thing.
What are you talking about?
Like bright means the same as sunny.
It's two different words because sunny it means it's from the sun. It could be bright in a room that's with no windows. I fucking just got you there. I got you.
But the sun is bright.
Oh, that's true.
Thank you. I win again.
One can be, but the other cannot.
I win again.
I think you're undefeated.
I think I'm undefeated too. I'd like to say Mike Abruzzi.
Mike Abruzzi, 2020.
And before. 2020 and before undefeated.
Oh, wow.
Here's the weird thing.
I smell bad. Yeah.
You smell bad?
I rode my bike.
Yeah, I smell. I don't smell bad. I took a shower today. I smelled bad this morning. Really fucking bad. And I took a shower yesterday.
You like a night shower or a morning shower? Have you had to pick one or the other?
Okay. So, previous to this,
what?
Previous to
quarantine?
To quarantine.
Okay.
I was a night shower guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd get up early for work or just, I now have the... I live a much more leisurely life now.
Yes, we don't have jobs.
I don't have jobs. I have no responsibility. So
nobody
now,
likes you. Yeah.
Nobody. People are upset with me most of the time. So now it's kind of like I get up. Like now I do a morning shower because I don't have anywhere to be, so I can like do shit and then shower.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like okay. So this morning, got up, fed the cats, scooped the cat litter. Came in here, did some yoga.
King.
And then sat on the couch for a little bit and then showered and then made breakfast.
That's beautiful.
Went to the store. Yeah. Like, bought some flossers.
Like a little picker?
Yeah.
I've been keeping mine in the shower.
That's nice. I'm keeping my... for some reason here, the toothpaste is in the shower.
Yeah.
So I've just been keeping my toothbrush in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And just been brushing my teeth in the shower.
Washing your feet with your toothbrush.
Washing my feet with my toothbrush. Washing my cock with my toothbrush.
It's great to get in between the toes.
I've still been using toothpaste, though.
Sure. My feet are minty.
Because that's what goes on a toothbrush.
I don't want plaque on my toes.
When people use a toothbrush to clean stuff but don't use toothpaste, I get fucking mad.
Say that again.
When people use a toothbrush to clean stuff,
yes,
but don't use toothpaste, I get mad.
Yeah, yeah, I back that.
Like, there's a video, I watched a video a while ago. I think you almost put it on one day.
Beautiful.
But it was a guy.
Look at me.
It was a guy restoring a old Game Boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I watched that, and he did a lot of, like, cleaning of, like, the
inside,
the PCB board and stuff like that with a toothbrush.
Oh, pussy cunt bitch.
Because there was a pussy cunt bitch board that had some corrosion and stuff on it.
They always do.
But.
Oh, honey, they always do.
Yeah. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch him. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I take back the word fun.
Okay.
I don't know if it was fun to watch it, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't fun. It was literally like, you know those overhead, like, they call them hands in pan.
Yeah.
Cooking videos. It was like that, but a guy restoring a Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't fun. But it was, like, interesting to be like, oh, yeah, okay. He replaced the screen and, like, you know, had to soak the plastic to get all of this, like, because it was, like, a clear one.
Oh, that's what I had.
But it was yellowed over time.
Of course, over time. Time loves the yellow things. Teeth, Game Boys, that's it. It's two things. There's nothing else.
Lives. Yellow lives matter.
I mean, sure, I agree. I don't know.
I don't know what yellow is. That. With the yellow lives matter.
That means Asian.
No, I think it's...
Oh, like paramedics?
I think it's people with cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I don't know.
Well, then, yeah, we agree. No, we're not saying anything bad.
The yellow ribbon is cancer.
Oh, cancer.
No. Autistic
puzzle
is the puzzle piece.
Which is a very funny... That should be a train.
And autistic is the puzzle piece, which doesn't make sense as a ribbon, but I get it. The ribbon is for awareness or whatever. Because originally it was red.
We can't be aware of everything.
I am.
That's amazing.
Because originally it was red, AIDS.
Yeah. Why doesn't he wear a ribbon?
Yeah, why doesn't he wear the ribbon?
I don't want to wear a ribbon.
Just wear the ribbon. You know what?
I'm walking, isn't that the same?
You know what? Mm-hmm. No, I'm on the stance. I'm not wearing the ribbon.
I'm not wearing the fucking ribbon.
Bro, ribbons don't go with my fit.
Mm-mm.
I'm a ribbonless fit man. Here's where ribbons can go. Inside of a typewriter.
Yes. Front of a new building.
Front of a new building. On top of a car you buy your wife for Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful.
At the end of a race.
Yeah.
In a small child's hair.
Okay. What about if...
At the end of a pole.
Okay.
Ribbon
a
dancing.
Long one. Yeah, long one.
Yeah.
What about the pole with a bunch of the ribbons and they spin around it like in the...
Encino Man,
the other one.
Wicker Man. Like a maypole.
A maypole.
Yeah. That's cool if you're in a maypole district.
Sure. Don't do that out of a maypole district. That's insanely disrespectful.
Don't be doing maypole shit in like... In like March in Gowanus.
Oh, God.
Don't be doing maypole stuff in August in Topeka.
That's gauche.
You want to do it May 1st.
Yep.
In a maypole district. Or else,
fucking,
you're perpetrating.
Yeah,
you don't want to perpetrate.
I like night showers.
Interesting. So I like night showers.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I switched. I switched because I have time now. That's it, really. I like the night shower, but now I'm like, now I need a reason to start my day.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason to start my day anymore. So if I'm like, okay, I do a little bit of stuff, and then I shower, and now my day has really started.
Okay. You need a catalyst for what separates morning to day.
Really, yeah, or just you are a person now.
Yeah.
The day has started. As a seminal.
What? You're not there.
Seminal.
That's disrespectful.
Seminal.
No, there it is.
Seminal philosopher Big Ant from E-Town Concrete once said, "The day is mine, and the night is also mine."
That's sick.
So if you think about that, you have to differentiate. between day and night.
Sure.
And so you have to start your day before, so the day can be yours and the night can also be yours.
Yeah. I feel like it's important to create habits or rituals for yourself to put yourself in a new mindset or a different mindset. And I think getting dressed, showering, all that stuff can be really useful.
I think a good ritual is praying to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
That's a beautiful one. I like night showers because I, A, do it by candlelight, which feels very calming and soothing.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah. Say it.
You shower wife style.
Okay. And
you shower like you're somebody's wife.
Okay.
You shower in wife style.
It's pretty nice. It's very calming and soothing and
I think
relaxing.
It would be nice if you were someone's wife.
It would be a great
happy
wife.
Happy wife, happy life.
Absolutely.
And a shower for two. You know?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it really gets you ready for bed. It relaxes you. You're nice and clean in the I don't like being in my bed if I'm dirty in any way. Get to do a nice little skincare routine before bed. Start fresh. It's just nice.
You know what gets me ready for bed?
What makes you ready for bed?
Jacking off my penis.
That honestly, until that's part of my skincare routine.
Do you rub the cum on your face?
No, ew.
Do you rub it on your stomach?
I eat it.
You rub it on your
A lot
your
of skincare
insides.
Is about what you put into your body, not what you put on your
it's,
body.
It's like abs are made in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Skincare is made in your dick.
Skincare is made in your,
in your balls,
in
really.
Your stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
Skincare is made in the vas deferens.
That's
I'd say my deferens are pretty vast.
Oh, baby, they're vast as all.
As hell. Vast as the Grand Canyon.
It's a beautiful vast valley. Jizz.
Of cum.
Jism.
Yeah.
Cum.
Yeah.
Spermy.
Spermy.
Let's come up with a new word for cum.
Spermy.
No, that's already what.
A new word for cum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like it can't be
filler.
It can't be two words.
It can be whatever you want. I just want a new
term.
No,
you said a new word.
Sure, okay, man, I said a new word.
Yeah, but then you could be like, man's milk.
And that's I love that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's I'm a fucking genius then. I fucking made it up already. I think a new word for cum.
Ball juice.
Glorp.
Glorp, okay. But, like, I'm not saying make up a word. I would say just take a word.
Shimpf.
Serbin.
Turnk.
Turnkey?
Turnk? Oh, I'm going to turnk. No. I'm going to shimp.
Shimp. Oh, shimp all
oh,
over me.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to. Oh, shimp inside of me. Yeah.
Shimp, honey.
Shimp is pretty good.
Shimp is good.
Shimp is as good as cum.
Comment below a new word for cum.
Comment below a new word for cum.
Or just write shimp.
Or
however
write
you
shimp.
Think it should be spelled. Shimp.
Shimp fancy.
Shimp whore.
Yeah.
Shimp. Cum slut. Yeah.
Shimp dumpster.
Slut. Shimp's dumpster is perfect.
Shimp dumpster. Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. We did it.
Oh, dude. What have you been. Have you watched?
I was just going to ask what you've been watching.
Okay. I'll tell you. I watched a couple things.
I don't know. If, okay.
One yeah. Fleabag. I watched all of it.
Oh, yeah. I watched it a while ago.
I have some thoughts.
Two seasons.
Okay.
You watched both seasons?
I watched both seasons.
Pretty quick watch, right?
Pretty quick, easy
really
watch.
Really easy to power through.
Very easy to power through.
I watched
through.
It. I watched it in a similar setting in that I was dog sitting once.
Yeah,
I was dog sitting like way down.
I remember
not near anyone, and they had Amazon Prime, and I just watched it. What'd you think? I'm gonna look at my letterbox.
Okay, so I liked it. I thought there was a decent amount of jokes. I thought it was there was really good character development. The You get to learn a lot about who she really is and her relationship with her family.
Yeah.
My only, and it's not, this not even, it isn't even a critique. This is my statement about it.
Yeah.
Is that she's doing Mr. Beanface. When she breaks for the fourth wall, she's doing Mr. Beanface.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's fine.
And
that's absolutely
it's,
fine.
You know what?
It's just
it's a
funny.
Long tradition of
in British
comedy.
To break the fourth wall like this.
Yeah.
And stick your teeth out a little bit.
How do you feel about her?
In what way?
Just in general.
Fine.
Like, not the character of her, the person of her.
Well, I don't know anything about her.
Oh, okay. I watched like a bunch of interviews with her afterwards.
The only thing I've learned about her, and I did not read this like anything in my life.
Yeah.
I heard that her family is wealthy, and
very
so
wealthy.
She had a lot of privilege to write, didn't do things, which it drives me so insane how the people that get to do things is because they don't have to worry about
yeah.
jobs. internships inherently to me are evil because it's whatever the word for financial nepotism is.
Yeah, okay.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
Because it's not that they're more talented, it's that they have the freedom of time to be more talented and more creative.
Yeah.
But a woman doing something. So that's a fucking thing, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. The first guy, the rat face guy, the teeth that she meets on the bus.
Yeah.
I want to hit him so hard.
Oh,
I haven't wanted to hit a person through a television screen in such a long time.
I've never wanted to hit anyone more than what's his name's character.
Who? He's fantastic. He's so good at being that type of character.
Yeah, I hate
that. The fuck is his name?
Yeah, fucking what's it? Breck Elman.
He's so good at that kind of guy. He's always that guy.
But he's like varying degrees of that guy.
Yeah.
And this is like the most evil version, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I want to fucking strangle this guy.
He's one step up a version of himself in Love. Did you ever see Love?
I watched the first season, I think.
He's her boss. He's Mickey's boss, and he's basically that same kind of guy.
Yeah, I watched the first season.
That's fine.
And maybe the second season.
I just hate little bitchy men.
Yeah, but that's like a you thing.
Yeah, of course. I'm the one saying it.
Super good point.
I didn't say everyone should hate bitchy men. I hate bitchy men.
Yeah. You know what? Still undefeated, but you got me that time.
Somehow, on a technicality, undefeated.
Still undefeated.
But yeah, I thought the show was good. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I
liked it. I'm not like... It's the greatest. I've seen a lot of fucking stuff that's the same.
But for a two-season...
It's pretty...
Thing,
it's
like... I like how they... Yeah, I thought they tied it up in a nice enough little bow.
Yeah, is it coming back?
No, there's no... Apparently, there's like never again.
Cool. That's perfect, then. I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
Succinct.
Priest was great. He's so... really good.
He's
charismatic.
Really fucking so charming.
So charming.
Yeah.
Big head.
You ever seen a... He has... Speaking of big... I've seen him in some fucking big fits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dresses really well at red carpety type stuff.
Ooh.
Like wears some like interesting suits and stuff.
Love that.
Some colors you don't always see, and just like some good like fits well.
Just good fits.
Everything,
that's great.
Yeah, just really
good
fucking
him.
Good fits.
He always looks like to me like a cartoon, like a caricature of Edgar Allan Poe.
Interesting.
Or like a, you know when Peter Sarsgaard's turning into the Brainiac in Green Lantern?
No.
Okay. I didn't see the movie either, but I just saw a picture. Looks like that. He just has a big frontal cortex.
Yeah. To me, he looks like he would be a minor member in the crew in the movie Swingers.
Oh, yeah. That's
what he
fair.
Looks like.
So I watched that.
Watched
and then
that.
Yesterday, I also watched both of the Ant-Man movies, the Marvel Ant-Man movies.
Ant-Man. Not. So when you mean Ant-Man, you don't mean Big Mama's House. Because he's a man playing an ant.
There it is. Okay.
Ant-Man.
I didn't see the movies. I'm like, I don't know.
Big Mama's House.
Big Mama's House.
That's a very funny joke.
It's a good joke. I got to give
it
to
you. Yeah, you watched Paul Rudd.
If I would have known that he plays an aunt.
I don't know if he does. I just assume.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I think it's really
yeah, so I watched both of the Ant-Mans. I was like, whatever. It was the kind of thing, like, I need something to watch while I was doing something else.
Jacking off.
And Paul Rudd is very funny and charming.
Yeah.
Like anyone thinks of him, basically. But pretty good. In terms of a Marvel movie, I thought it had more jokes than most of them.
I think the thing with the Marvel movie is that they really shoehorn in a lot of jokes, and not all of them are funny.
Sure. But I think Paul Rudd sells the less funny jokes better than any of than Chris Evans would.
I think the only, like... One that could be considered a comedy.
Thor Ragnarok is very
That's
funny.
What I was going to say. I was
going
to say
Thor Ragnarok is very funny.
But that's also the...
Taika Waititi.
But also...
Taika Waititi.
The Guardians of the Galaxy ones.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy is great. Great. It's funny.
Yeah. But yeah. So
what I was
going to
say was... both movies, fine. Pretty funny. Easy to watch. But the trio of Michael Peña, T.I., and that Russian guy...
Who's the Russian guy?
Phenomenal.
Who's the Russian guy?
I don't know. He's in Goon. He's one of the Russian guys in Goon.
Okay.
Phenomenal. I want them to have their own spin-off show. T.I.? hilarious. Like, sells good actor. Some jokes.
Good actor.
And Michael Pena is one of the great. The fucking king.
We know Michael Pena. The fucking king.
I posted the video.
This is a Pro Pena podcast.
Pro Pena podcast.
That's a triple P.
I posted the video, and I know Morrissey has some of the negative things in his life, but has said some terrible, terrible things. But there's a cut scene where Michael Pena is explaining that his grandma had a jukebox full of Morrissey.
Yeah.
And it cuts to her walking by, and he's like, and if you told her you didn't like Morrissey, she'd be like, no le gusta más.
I don't know what that means.
You don't like Maz.
Morrissey,
yeah.
Maz, yeah.
Very okay. funny. Michael Pena, and yeah. the three guys, I wish I remember the Russian guy's name. I apologize, because yeah. he's definitely a listener.
I think somebody wrote an article about it, about why specifically Mexicans, but Hispanic people in general, love Morrissey.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
And I think it's because he, like, I don't remember. Fuck, I don't know.
He actually says it in that clip. I just can't remember what he says. It very fast.
Like, why people, why
yeah,
Mexicans,
why Mexicans like
I think it was always like, somebody, I saw him, like, being like, oh, he's kind of like a old crooner, mm-hmm. but he's also kind of like a, weird, like, kind of.
He's like a British Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah, but also, like, something
the original,
about, like,
not the
about something about, like, but with, like, telenovelas and stuff, too.
Show me. Oh, that's interesting.
I think maybe just because it's, like, the music is so melodramatic.
Yeah.
But also, it's a thing where it's, like, Mexican culture, it kind of, depending on what, like, they seem to celebrate effeminate men more, like, especially with, like, with wrestling and stuff, they have
which is weird because of, like, there's so machismo. It's like a weird decision they've made. Where it's okay, like, this way, but not this way.
It's they're so like men that are so masculine that they're feminine.
Yeah.
Where it's the thing. It's the same thing with, like, so how Jamaican dancehall music,
mm-hmm.
Notoriously pretty homophobic.
Yeah,
but then there also became a point where male Jamaican dancehall artists were, like, bleaching their skin and wearing makeup to make themselves look whiter.
Wow.
Which is, and, like, dressing, like, very flamboyantly.
Yeah.
Which is inherently a fairly feminine thing to do, if we're, you know, working on the gender binary and whatnot.
Sure.
But it's a very funny thing
working
for, like,
on the gender binary.
Like, dancehall artists to, like, have homophobic songs and then, like, cake on, like, thick
so
whitening
funny.
Makeup. And, like, bleaching their skin and shit.
Get out of here, homo! And they're just like,
yeah,
looking in the mirror. Yeah, it's nuts.
Would you ever bleach your skin like Sammy Sosa?
Would I ever? Or have I ever?
Would you ever?
No.
I think it'd be funny if I did. If I just got pinker,
like, oh,
instead
weird.
Of like,
you look like a new like if someone cloned you, like, it'd be like that. Like, you've had no sun exposure.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I think the Sammy Sosa bleaching his skin progression pictures make me laugh so
they're hard. So funny. They're fucking hilarious. Oh, I also watched part one and part two of the Lance Armstrong documentary.
It was the things that were on the same night, right?
Yeah.
That was part one and part two?
Part one and part two.
Okay, yeah, I watched that too.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Is that funny thing where, like,
my man Lance.
Freelance, dude. Where they're basically like, hey, be careful. He's very charismatic. You will start believing his lie. You might believe what he's, like, lying about. You don't know what he's lying about, which is how he, one of the ways he rose to fame.
I believe it.
A cyclist being a bully is so funny.
It's so funny.
Call me a pussy. I'll beat your fucking ass, dude. What are you talking about?
How about this? How about I hit you with my helmet?
Yeah, dude.
It's hard as hell.
I'll fucking smack your face with my U-lock,
bitch.
Oh,
man. Take off my fucking weird, heavy-ass shoe. Just fucking clock you with it.
Clip out and fucking raise those dukes up,
have
bitch.
Have I clip your fucking head off your shoulders, you fucking bitch. I'll fucking knock you out. He's in such better shape than me.
Yeah, fucking, tell what.
Dude, if I doped, I could also
you could also give yourself testicular cancer.
I could. Here's the thing. I would. For the country.
For the country? For this country?
For this country.
For this country? The country we're
in
right
now? For the
United
States Postal Service, I would give myself testicular cancer on a bicycle. I'd give myself bicycle cancer.
Sleep, rain, or shine, baby? I'll get both of them gone.
I'd give myself fucking taint cancer from the bike.
My taint still hurts. My gooch still hurts.
Yeah, man, you gotta toughen it up.
It's surprising to me how long it's taken.
I've been toughening mine up.
Every day. Just
I got a Theragun, and I put the pointy one on it, and just put it right in my fucking taint, and I go, it's bike riding season, baby.
I gotta get ready.
It's fucking bike riding
season,
baby.
Doing no leg work, just all taint maintenance.
I don't need to do any leg work. It's the only part of me that has muscle.
Oh, I did Murph. That's something we could talk about.
Did he like it?
He did like it. Memorial Day, it's a tradition in the CrossFit / military world to do a workout that's called Murph.
Here's the thing. Can I say this?
Of course you can't. You're going to.
Two worlds I do not respect.
Murph is a workout where it's 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, then a 1 mile run. The workout, the movements and the push-ups, pull-ups, squats, you can break those up however you want. But it has to start and end with the mile run. I did it with our other roommate, Will, because Mike wasn't there. If he was there, he also would have done it. No problem.
I would have done it faster.
Uh-huh. You would have done it faster than me.
Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to know that. I would work out.
What part do you think you would have gotten a lead on me?
I would have started 2-3 hours ahead of you.
Okay. Do you think you still would have beat me?
There's no way.
You'd have to accomplish. I don't think you could physically accomplish 100 pull-ups.
I don't think I could physically accomplish one pull-up. I've tried.
So then how would you beat me?
Masculinity. Willpower.
Willpower.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ helping me.
That's true.
Because I would videotape myself doing the pull-ups, but you just wouldn't see that I'm standing on a chair.
Yeah, you're just pulling the thing, the pull bar up and down.
Yeah.
That's
lying.
Lying. That's cheating. Cheating. There you go. Stealing.
I'd win Lance Armstrong style.
Yeah, it's true. You'd have a team help you.
I'd have a blood doctor.
Named Mr. Ferrari.
Come over. Mr. Ferrari, blood doctor.
Sorry, Dr. Ferrari.
No, Mr. Ferrari.
Mr. Ferrari.
Mr. Ferrari, blood doctor.
DDS, dick suck.
Dick sucker.
Oh yeah, the dick sucker.
You did the push-up thing.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny to be disrespectful.
Dude, it's the best. Especially to a learned doctor.
Yeah.
And so we did that. The running, I'm the slowest runner ever. I can't run for shit. I never do it. I hate it. But Will got a big head start on me, but the working out part, I crushed.
Smoked him.
Yeah. We both finished pretty close because he's such a faster runner than I am.
Yeah. Where did you run to and back?
We ran down the street with traffic. And you know
up
when
the block.
Up the block, and you know it's after the it's two avenues, and then there's a slight right turn.
Uh huh.
Where you go halfway down that block, and you come back, and that's a mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Is that terrible?
So you're almost to Fresh Pond.
Almost to Fresh Pond,
but not.
But not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I did it. I finished in 42 minutes. Will finished in 49 minutes.
Fuck, dude.
I could
have finished it. So Will did it. Okay, you did it in 42.
And the world record is like 19 minutes.
Yeah. World record is 19.
Which, just think about that for a second.
I could do 25.
Wow. You can't do one pull-up, yet you can almost get close to the world record.
Yeah, I'm not saying I could get the world record.
I know you're not. I know that 25 is a bigger number than 19.
Thank you.
I don't know a lot of things in this life or the next.
Mm-hmm.
25 is a bigger number than 19.
Okay, 27.
27 minutes. Well, all right. Humility. Do you want to try this? What are you feeling?
Well, we watched a movie together.
What did we watch?
We watched The End of Tour.
What the fuck is that?
The movie we watched together 2 days ago. The David Foster Wallace movie.
Oh, we did watch a movie together on Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day.
I forgot
Day.
I came over for burgers on Memorial Day.
You came over for burgers on Memorial Day.
What a nice and calming and sweet movie.
I loved it.
I really enjoyed it.
It was a movie about David Foster Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rolling Stone writer David Pitsky?
Lipsky.
Who followed David Foster Wallace on tour for like a week and was supposed to write this big article and actually never ended up coming out.
Oh, it didn't?
No, but then he turned it into a book.
Oh, he like made the font really big?
He made the font really big. He made the font really big on the book.
It's funny.
And yeah, it was just fun. Jason Segel.
Jason Segel's really good.
What's his name?
Jesse Eisenberg.
He's doing his
whole thing.
He plays the same character he played in every movie.
Hi, I'm a little bitch.
Yeah, you really don't like little bitch boys.
It's not that I don't like little bitch boys. I don't like them in like romantic leads. That's it.
But he wasn't a romantic lead in this.
I know he wasn't. That's why I liked him in the movie.
Oh, but you call him a little bitch.
He's a little... Writers are little bitches.
That's not true. I'm a writer.
You are a writer, and you're also a little bitch. I don't know what to tell you.
There's no way I'm a little bitch. Look at me. How could a guy that looks like this be a little bitch?
Honey, I ask. But yeah, the movie was good. Cute, nice, yeah, calm.
Short.
Short, not too long. I would say it wasn't long.
Yeah.
Hour
45. That's beautiful.
Never read a fucking word that motherfucker's ever written.
David Foster Wallace?
Nope.
I have.
What do you have? What you read?
I have a David Foster Wallace book on the table right there. But he is. So I never read Infinite Jest, but I read, like, I have a book of his essays that I'm slowly reading through. He has this really good essay about playing tennis that I liked a lot. Mm. And then I picked up this book.
Temporary Jest, more like it. Because he's dead.
Yeah, because he's dead, because he killed himself. And that's rude that you brought it up.
It's not rude. It's funny.
It's rude that you brought it up.
But he did it. Here's what's funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of dumbasses kill themselves on purpose.
Yeah.
Killing yourself is a smart person disease.
That's why I want to do it.
Mm,
really cement myself. To pretend. Really cement myself into the intelligentsia of the world.
Yeah, I bet.
The only time a dumb person kills themselves is when they owe someone too much money.
Yeah. You're like, fuck this.
Fuck this.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah.
It is cool. You're like, I don't want to deal with this. Fuck it. I'm out.
Dude, that's how I feel all the time. That's how I feel like...
We got to fake our own deaths at one point.
I would love
It'd be so funny if we both faked our own deaths and then asked people for money so we can go to an island somewhere.
How would we do it?
How would we do it?
Yeah.
Man.
Do we tell people...
Because you got to...
Thelma and Louise style?
There's got to be a body, right? Or at least...
doesn't have to be a body.
No, okay. Plane crash? Would we DB Cooper it?
We can go missing.
Yeah, DB Cooper it.
We can go. We can jump off something.
Oh, if we just go missing for long enough, that's...
People will assume us dead.
Okay. That's cool.
I would like... Where will we go? We have to be off social media, though.
Ugh.
Can't tweet anymore.
That's brutal. That's the only joy I have. Well, especially during quarantine.
The only joy I have, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's a joy of yours?
To pray to him and to know his love surrounds me, yes.
If it surrounds you, does it mean he loves me?
No, it surrounds me.
Yeah, but I'm pretty close to you a lot of the time.
Not emotionally.
That's true.
Thank you. I also watched like four episodes of that new Netflix Trial by Media series that came out. It's about people.
Hey, what's that?
It's about people who, like famous trials.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
Not O.J. Simpson. There was,
The Melendez brothers.
No, there was one. So it was all, it was,
damn it. That's two.
Yeah. The first one was about the guy who went on, his friend. He went on the Jenny Jones show.
Oh!
And his friend surprised them to be like, I have a crush on you, but it was a gay guy.
Oh, I remember you talking about this.
And then he killed the guy.
That's insane.
The second one was about...
That's Jenny Jones' fault.
That was the thing. She got sued.
What?
That was the whole thing.
Why'd she get sued?
Because...
He felt...
Because the family of the guy that got killed was like, it's your fault because... You brought them on the show.
I'm sorry. That's not her fault. That's the homophobic murderer's fault.
Yeah. But he murdered him because he was embarrassed on... he said he was... Because he was embarrassed on national television.
Here's... Okay. So I understand that. Here's my moral issue with that argument.
Yeah.
Is that your...
Also, it was a civil suit and not a criminal suit. So it was...
Okay. Okay.
It was for money.
Never mind. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I mean, not fair enough, but I don't think it's her fault.
I think it's the
homophobic murderer's fault.
But if they had never been, if they had never been on the show and the guy just was like, hey, I got a crush on you. And the other guy's like, no, I'm straight.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been a... You know,
that's
to this guy, an embarrassment on national television.
Look,
I don't think it was right that the fucking guy killed him, but...
There's nothing that I hold more... or it makes me more joyous or feel good, nice is when a gay guy tells me he has a crush on me.
Yeah, but you're not a guy who lives in a trailer park in 1994.
I'm gonna be soon enough.
I fucking wish.
My trailer park time machine.
Oh, the second one was about Bernie Goetz.
Oh, what's he get?
You don't know about Bernard Goetz?
No, I don't think so.
He's the subway vigilante who.
Oh yeah.
Who killed four teenagers or shot them?
Jesus Christ!
On the train because they were trying to rob him.
Wow. That's a lot of teenagers to kill.
He didn't kill all of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, he jokered them. No, Joker kills him.
Hey, he kind of jokered him.
Kind of jokered him.
Yeah.
Jokey.
And then, what were the other episodes about? One was about some guy I didn't know. About, like, this, like, southern healthcare guy.
Okay.
Who, I guess, like, defrauded. They said he defrauded a bunch of people.
It's fine.
And then he, like, pivoted to being, like, a cable news preacher, kind of. Like, a cable TV
pivot.
Preacher. Real interesting. Whoa. Pivot. To try to get, because he was in Alabama, so it was, like, trying to get people on his side.
Smart.
Like, trying to get
Smart.
The public on his side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was a white guy, and he started going, he was, like, well, it was, like, mostly, like, okay, white middle class people hate you now. And his lawyer was black, and he was, like, black people have no opinion of you. So then he became a member of like a black church.
Okay.
And kind of ingratiated himself into the community and then had the support of them through his trial. Oh, and the other one was Amadou Diallo.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So Jesus. It was like started off like kind of heavy and then got weirdly heavy. On the Bernie Goetz one, because you're like, okay, and you're like, okay, he was defending himself because he had been robbed and beat up and mugged before, so he had a gun, and these kids were known, like, because, what is it, like, the guardian angels were on his side.
Oh.
On Bernie Goetz's side, because they're like, oh, we patrol this train, and we know these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they try to intimidate people and they try to, and they had like sharpened screwdrivers in their pockets and shit. So he was trying to defend himself. And then it later comes out that Bernie Goetz is kind of racist and like he shot one of the kids and he was like kind of slumped over in a seat. And apparently Bernie Goetz was like, doesn't seem like you're hurt enough. And then like shot him again.
Jesus.
And then also got in trouble with a co-op board in the early 80s for being racist.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he's not a hero.
No, that's not what we're saying.
But it was like split.
Was it a good show? The show's good?
It's interesting. It's okay. Like, because I like it because it's less true crime and more like sociological stuff.
Okay.
Which is much more what I'm interested in than true crime stuff.
Yeah.
Especially sure. Because it's like, these were all very public cases.
And
right,
like,
right, well,
right.
It's also like Amadou Diallo is not like a true crime story.
No, no.
It was a guy. It was very odd to watch a thing about police murdering an unarmed black guy last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking insane, man.
Yeah. But just about how much like they moved the case from the Bronx where it happened to Albany. Because they were scared that the jury in the Bronx would be prejudiced against the cops.
Oh, ironic.
Yeah. Insane.
It's weird that they could just move cases like that.
It's like you have to, it's like a, they read like the appellate court kind of thing to be like, it's a very unprecedented thing to move a case.
Oh, okay.
But this is such a high profile case that we will. But it's obviously the judges are going to be on the side of cops.
Yeah.
ACAB. Dude, yeah. Just like so much, like every defense attorney was such a fucking scumbag.
Ugh.
It was brutal.
Fuck them
all. I mean, as a guy who just worked at a law firm, but.
That's different, dude. You weren't like.
No. I supported everything the lawyers did. I liked it.
You liked it.
I said, how can I make your day better to make people's day worse?
And they go, Mike, we love it. You come in early and you leave late. It's a beautiful thing you do for
Mike,
us.
Mike, you come in late and you leave early.
Look, those words are there. In what order
I'm
they
there
come out.
And I leave.
Yes. I did. Was I not here?
I don't know what I'm going to do when the country opens back up.
Yeah, nobody does.
I have to go back to my job that I hate?
Probably.
What if I don't?
I don't know.
I can't.
Can't.
I can't not.
You gotta go something. You gotta do something.
garbage man?
You think you'd be a great garbage man?
You think I'd be a great garbage man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be a great...
You love big trucks.
I love big trucks.
You love uniforms.
I love garbage.
You love garbage. You love being part of a union.
I love being part of a union. I love hanging out. I love jawing with the boys.
You love lining up the gear that turns the garbage thing over and you're kicking it like a field goal.
Yeah, dude.
You love being Tony Danza.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
I had to think about it for a second.
You see where I'm going.
You ever see Tony Danza's videos or pictures of him at the San Gennaro Feast?
No.
Tony Danza has his own sausage and peppers
that's beautiful.
Stand at the San Gennaro Feast.
What's it called?
Tony Danza's sausage and pepper stand.
Oh,
probably.
That's me. Who's the boss?
No. It's just like Tony Danza's, the Tony Danza sausage and pepper extravaganza.
That's great.
Energy drink.
Energy drink. Corner. Whoa, this one's scary.
Corner.
We got Beyond Raw, lit, clinically dosed, zero sugar, gummy worm flavored energy drink.
We've had this brand before.
We have. It's been a while. Then.
Yeah, it's been a while because that's one that they sell at. That's like a
GNC, right?
Rite Aid. Rite Aid has like a weird GNC
section. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have like a partnership, I think.
Yeah. So we drank one that was called Beyond Dew because I thought it was funny, like Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's gummy worm flavored.
250 milligrams of caffeine.
That's a lot.
3 grams of L-citrulline. Never heard of that.
I love that stuff.
3.2 grams of beta-alanine.
Mm-hmm.
And 100 milligrams of Neurofactor trademark.
I love that.
Dietary supplement. Consume one can pre-workout. One can pre-workout on non-training days.
What does that mean?
Oh, there's a period there. Okay.
On non-training days.
On non-training days, consume one can for additional energy and focus.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Built by science, driven by obsession, elevated through innovation. If it's on our labels, then it's in our cans. Get lit and train with focus, intensity, and pumps. That should be plural. Proven ingredients, proven dosage, clinical quality, real science, real results. All right.
Dude, yes, that's so funny.
What is?
My buddy, Alex, literally just texted me and said, hey, man, after this COVID thing clears up, and if you're thinking of moving to South Florida, Get Wasted Junk Removal is hiring. And then just show me, like, their stupid-looking truck. It's so funny.
That's very funny. Interesting timing.
Very interesting timing.
Huh.
LSG. I don't know what that means. There's a star.
Weird. I love it and I hate... No, I love it and I dislike it at the same time. I really like...
Okay, this is fun.
Part of the flavor.
Discontinue use 2 weeks prior to surgery. That's so funny. Taking this product may cause tingling and flushing sensations.
Yeah, that's true.
These sensations may be enhanced if taken close to or during exercise.
Woo!
So you like it?
Yeah, I think I like it.
Sick.
I think I like it. I think if I drank that before a workout, I'd fucking...
Oh, this is insane.
I feel good. Yeah, it's a weird flavor.
Really tastes like candy.
Yeah.
But like not in a way that it's like...
Let me see this again.
One second.
Yeah, get more.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah.
Ooh, I like it.
That's good.
Oh, it tastes weird.
It's a little sour.
Yeah. It's weird. That's a real fucking...
I've never felt this. I've never tasted this liquid.
That's left field shit, man.
Yeah.
I like this. Beyond Raw. I can see myself getting sick of this very quickly, though.
Oh, yeah. This is a once in a while, boy.
Yeah. This isn't an everyday.
This isn't a regular day.
This isn't You know how a Red Bull is exactly the same as a multivitamin? Where you should have to take one every day.
Uh-huh. Absolutely true.
This is like...
yeah, 3.5.
Another pill.
Four.
3.75. I'm going to give it that.
Interesting.
3.75.
My teeth feel good.
Yeah.
They feel sharper.
Woo. Yeah. This is like...
my eyelids feel faster.
This is like going on a boat. You don't want to do it every day.
Mm-mm.
But you do want to do it every once in a while with your best friend.
With your best friend. And you want to kill a woman on accident. Quote unquote.
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Yeah. put your penis away on the podcast. Bro, we can't give that out for free.
Patreon hog.
Okay, I got an idea.
Okay.
Me and you.
Yes, sir.
I'll marry Sarah.
Okay.
And three of us go out on a boat one day.
Oh, she's going to get... I'm going to die.
And we come back without her. And we're like, we don't know what happened.
I don't know. I'm Christopher Walken. Because you're the one that's dating her.
Yeah. What's my name?
But she likes me. What's that guy's name?
The other guy?
Number two.
Robert.
Robert Wagner.
Robert California.
Robert California.
Robert Wagner. R.I.P.
What's her name?
Natalie Wood.
Natalie Wood. Natalie would fucking not die. She fucking couldn't have a choice.
Bro, I see our guy Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Want some more?
Yeah, I do. That's a fun meme later. You, me, Sarah, Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Robert Wagner.
That's
Christopher
Walken.
Hey, you're talking to me the wrong tone.
I don't know. Because I don't know. I feel like your personality-wise, you're more Robert Wagner.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He seems a little more serious.
You think I'm more serious than you are?
I think most people are more serious than me. I don't think I'm a particularly serious person.
You get angry a lot. That's not serious, though. That's not serious. It's not funny. It's not lighthearted. It's angry.
It is kind of funny when I get angry sometimes.
If it was less often, it would be.
But if I'm like angry, but then as soon like I get angry, but then sometimes I realize I'm not actually angry,
yeah.
And I'm still yelling. That's funny.
Like the distance between your brain telling you like, hey, you're not mad, but you controlling the volume of your voice.
Yeah.
It just
delayed. That happens so often.
Yeah, it's funny. My stomach hurts now.
Yeah, my stomach hurts.
I'm hungry, and this is not good to eat an empty stomach.
Here's the thing.
3.5.
No, you already said 4.
3.5.
Fucking Christ. Okay, I'm 3.5 too then. I don't want to be higher than you on this one. Because you liked it more. With the last sip?
No.
It's backwash. Well, it's made by Ball.
Ball!
Love your jars.
Love your jars.
I've been more calm.
They don't make a lot of balls. Ball does not make a lot of balls. Touching me.
I've been more calm since I've been here though.
Please, yeah, of course you're alone. It's calm. Your cat isn't here.
My cat's not here.
Things
these,
work.
These cats are annoying.
These cats are annoying, and there's three of them.
These cats are as annoying. These cats together are as annoying as my cat.
I would love to see Chuck interact with them.
No, he doesn't like other cats.
I'm just saying, I would like to see what happens.
Okay, he'd swat at them a lot.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Would he ignore them? Like, he would avoid them?
He would try to avoid them as much as possible,
okay. But
then if they got near him... He'd swat at them because that's what's happened when he's lived with other cats.
Because
he lived when I lived with April.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I lived with April.
That.
I mean, we got
April.
We got Chuck.
Dane.
We got Chuck.
I was waving for the people listening.
Hi. When I got Chuck, there was another cat in the house.
Mm.
But they never really acclimated. They lived together for like 2 years.
Wow. And they just ignored each other a lot?
Yeah, mostly.
Weird.
And
it's so funny for an animal to be like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
You're the only one that's like me in here, and I don't like you.
Yeah, and then for a while, I moved out of that apartment. Chuck was by himself for 2 or 3 years.
He had his own apartment?
Yeah, he had his own place. We kind of drifted apart.
Yeah.
And we're going to get back together. And then when I lived with April, she had a dog, and then... I don't remember if she got the cat while we were living together or just before we started living together. But anyway, there was two cats and a dog. And then we had a third cat for a little while, which was such a tiny apartment. So imagine an apartment. If there was an apartment the size of our apartment without Will's section.
Okay.
And maybe even a little smaller.
Wow.
Two people, a cat, a dog, and three cats.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, that's ridiculous. I don't like that. Don't say that to me again.
But then I moved out and just took Chuck, and then he's been kind of alone since then.
Mm. We've been sleeping together.
You and Chuck?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice when he just like sleeps in your room.
Yeah. Because when you're not there, I let him sleep in my room.
Yeah.
And it's always very funny because when I'm like, all right, it's bedtime, and I turn off the TV in the living room, and I walk into my room, I go, come on, and he follows me in,
yeah.
And he like... just stops. He stands still for a second and just kind of slams his body on the floor sideways,
yeah,
and then starts rubbing his head on the carpet.
Yeah.
But the noise that he makes when he just falls sideways, it's comical.
Yeah.
It's like if a sight gag. Like if Mr. Bean fell over on purpose.
Yeah.
And then he goes in and out of my room like a lot. But
yeah. Do you keep the door open?
Yeah, I leave it open.
That's fine.
And Will pops in and tells me I'm a beautiful sleeper. Barely.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Will and I've gotten very close.
That's rude.
Why is it rude?
I'm far.
Yeah, but it's your decision to go far.
But you guys could get close while I'm there.
But you're... He...
It's my fault.
It's. I didn't say those words.
You were gonna.
Since you and I are so close, I think he gets intimidated by that.
Interesting.
But he's jumped in the
I think it's great.
I love when the three
I think
of us
we've
are
never
watching
been, TV. I think we've never been closer
I absolutely agree.
Than during this, and I love it.
I love it.
I wish it was all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish every day was a pandemic.
Well,
I've never had a better
months.
Life.
Yeah. I'm really getting a lot of sleep, man.
Here's the thing.
I'm huge. I'm 171. I've never been so fucking big.
Here's the thing.
How do I look to you?
Gigantic. You've never looked bigger.
Thank you.
I have never had a better quality of life.
Sure.
Other than the fact that I can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. I have more money. I'm spending less money.
Mm-hmm.
Not really in the past week or so, but
come on, dude.
I'm allowed to go off queen a little bit.
Okay, a little bit.
I've gone off queen a little bit.
I'm happy for you.
All the stuff that I've gotten delivered to the house.
Yep, you keep getting packages.
But it's all stuff where it's like I'll buy three small things at once,
mm-hmm,
and then they're like, okay, that's gonna be three shipments, and I'm like, why?
Come on, just make it one. I'll wait a little bit long if you
it's
make
like,
one.
Oh, I got a water bottle and I got fucking $12 worth of incense and yeah. I got some other that I got, yeah, or some I got some shit I ordered a month ago and it's finally in. But yeah, because I finally got
some things.
I literally didn't even buy anything crazy. Did I buy anything? I bought some. Was it stupid? No.
No, you bought nothing.
I bought
stupid.
Some pants that were on sale yesterday.
Pants from where?
Uniqlo.
Whoa, baby, baby.
So those white straight leg jeans.
Mm-hmm.
They're on sale for like $19.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah, so I got not in your size, bitch.
Damn it.
Big boy sizes only.
A bunch of my t-shirts don't fit that great anymore.
Hey, man, I've had the same problem a lot. For the same reason as you.
For the exact same reason. You've gotten too swole.
I've gotten too swole in mm-hmm. the tit area.
Yeah.
I feel great.
I love it.
I've never felt better in my life.
Do you want to answer that one question?
No.
Okay.
Which one?
The funny one?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
I mean, if you don't want to.
I don't like funny questions.
Okay.
We're funny.
Sure. But it presents an interesting...
Okay. Which one? You read it.
Okay.
You read it. If we're going to answer it, you read it.
Okay.
Also, I have to take a piss a little bit.
When Sonic nuts, does he lose rings?
No.
This is important and only one person has been right.
No, he doesn't.
Why do you think he doesn't lose rings?
Because he loses rings when he's hit by an enemy.
Mm-hmm. Does he have to pay for anything with those rings? The rings are power, right?
No, the rings are not power.
Because I didn't play Sonic. I don't know what the fuck Sonic... I mean, like, I barely liked Sonic.
The rings are money.
The rings are money.
They're gold rings.
That is weird.
They're not power.
So, like...
So, it's not
so
like...
The, Mario...
It's not like the more...
Rings he has, the faster he goes?
Yeah, no.
Oh. Then no. I misunderstood what Sonic does.
He does this.
He doesn't eat them. What does he eat? Chili dogs.
He eats chili dogs.
That's very funny.
And that's power.
That's funny.
Chili dogs is power.
Chili dogs is a funny thing for a hedgehog to eat.
Here's the thing.
What?
I'm a hedgehog, baby.
You're a hedgehog. I've never had a chili dog in my
You've
life.
You've never had a chili dog?
No, I always dislike chili. I've never eaten it, but I think it's gross looking.
So good.
I know you're a big chili head.
Chili and cheese. That seems fun. Where are you going? You know, you just look down at the recorder and see how long we've been recording.
I don't trust that one recorder.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I've never been chili a chili dogs? Person. I remember
dude.
Being very young.
I'm fucking dip into the couch before I
yeah,
think about chili dogs.
2 minutes left. I remember being very young and going to Wendy's.
Wendy's.
For like the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a...
Restaurant.
A really
I know
gross...
Restaurant.
Like white trash guy
uh-huh.
who smelled so bad in front uh-huh. of us. And he got chili and my brain goes, that's gross white trash people food. Then.
Okay, interesting.
And I've never wanted to eat it.
Dude, when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Grade 9 through 10.
And then 11 and 12.
Yes, that's high school. That's college and high school.
I dropped out of college, high school. Oh, I dropped out of the college portion of high school. 12th grade, February of 12th grade. I was like, I can't do it anymore.
I'm sorry, man. I'm out, man. Like, really?
They're like,
just coast.
I wouldn't have graduated anyway.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, hey, what if you come back for a fifth year? I'm like, no, I don't want to be here for a fourth year.
What am I, in the fucking NCAA? Are you kidding me?
This ain't Taco Bell, bitch. Get ready for fourth year.
Yeah.
So when I was in high school, I had a buddy.
That's nice, man.
Yeah. And he was... It was one of those things where we both had a crush on the same girl, but neither of us did anything with her.
Yeah.
And we were both like vaguely weird about it, but it was like fine. But she worked in a hot dog truck.
In one?
Yeah, in one. In a hot dog truck in a Home Depot parking lot.
That's
really
what fun. A romantic place to work as a high schooler. There's never been more of a job for a high schooler than that.
Dude, it was so sick. But we would go there and hang out with her in the hot dog truck. Which was like...
You'd hang out in it?
She'd let us come in the hot dog truck.
But she'd let it come inside her.
I would love to.
I
remember we were in high school and she had a tattoo and I was like, this is the fuck up.
Whoa. What was that?
It was the logo of the band Strung Out.
I don't know what that looks like.
It looks kind of... It sucks. The band sucks and the logo sucks. But it kind of looks like a weird like space... Like, I don't know. I'll show it to you. Because I know what it looks like, but I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
But then as soon as you see it, it's like vaguely like science, spacey. Oh my God. I can't type.
One time I tattooed the choking victim logo on my friend's forearm in
that
the apartment
ass.
Of my ex-girlfriend's apartment in Park Slope.
It's an atom.
Oh, it's an atom. And then Terry Richardson posted the picture of the tattoo on his blog.
Really?
Yeah, because he was Terry Richardson's assistant. He was a photographer. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's very early 90s looking.
Yeah. Free
bent
Uncle Terry.
Spray
just
paint
kidding.
Can.
Just kidding.
No, we're not apologizing. Terry apologizes.
Yeah, but she had that tattoo. But we would go to the hot dog truck and hang out with her. She let us in the hot dog truck, and she would let us eat free hot dogs. But I was a very picky eater, as opposed to now. Not picky at all. But we had to, she was like, I'll give you free hot dogs, but you have to try every topping.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, sure.
How many toppings should there be?
Let
me count right all some off.
Yeah.
Okay. So cheese.
Yeah.
Jalapenos. Onions.
Onions. But what kind of onions?
Diced white onions.
Yeah, but they're more of the, you ever had the stewed like hot dog onions?
No.
Dude, that's some good shit.
Really?
Like stewed? Not stewed. Not stewed.
Sauteed?
More like caramelized? More kind of caramelized.
Okay. That's
I'll
different.
Show you. Ow. Fucking don't ever hit me like that again, dude. We'll have a fucking problem.
Chives?
No, dude. This is a hot dog truck. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just rattling off. What else would you go?
Dude, you're missing huge ones.
Chili. More chili. Extra chili. That's an option.
So it look like that.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That looks disgusting.
It's so good.
That looks like bloody cum.
Dude, you're fucking missing huge ones.
You're missing
huge relish.
Ones. Relish.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Sour cream.
Not sour cream.
Sour gummy worms.
No.
Sour Skittles.
No. Fuck sour Skittles.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
I fucking hate them.
Wild berry or get the fuck out of my face.
Or tropical.
Tropical.
Or original.
I don't like original.
I love original, dude. Fuck, I love Skittles.
I like the chocolate Skittles.
Fuck that.
Some people call them M&M's.
That sucks. That's funny. But yeah, she'd make us try them all.
That's sick. On one hot dog?
No.
That's
but it'd
funny.
Be like, okay.
It'd be funny if it was all...
No, but it was literally, I would eat like seven hot dogs at a time.
I'm
dude.
Thinking of it, not like on top, all on top of it. I'm thinking little like
little
quadrant,
sections.
Yeah, little sections.
No, it was me eating. It was like, hey, here's a one with onions and mustard.
So funny.
And I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, what about sauerkraut and onion and mustard? And I'm like, yeah.
In my head, you have like those judging table numbers turnover things, like a gymnast. Like it just rolled it over. Seven.
No, see, in my head, I have the old-timey popcorn vendor, like, wooden thing with the straps. Like, it's like a wooden box that goes in front of you with straps over the shoulder.
Oh, yes.
It's just like a cigarette girl. Yeah, but it's just full of hot dogs and I'm eating them all.
That's a fun way to eat things as you walk around.
I think it's really fun. I think we just thought of an unbelievable idea.
I want that, and then I'll do
Shark Tank.
Give me two pens, and I'll do the Clips beat as I walk around. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, it's just a lunch. It's just a lunch tray
on your shoulders.
On shoulder straps. A food baby Bjorn.
Food Bjorn.
A baby food Bjorn. Yeah, but all that to say, I love hot dogs, chili dogs. Chili cheese dogs.
Chili cheese.
You never got the... Did you ever eat the chili from the dispenser at 7-Eleven?
No. Ew.
What?
No.
No, dude, it's good.
It's disgusting.
It's not good, but it's good, you know?
No, I would never eat that.
It's bad, but it's good. What about the cheese?
The cheese by itself?
You ever had the cheese on, like, chips, on the nachos?
Not at 7-Eleven, like a stadium, probably, or a movie theater.
It's different. It comes from a hot dispenser.
I got a hot dispenser for you.
No, you don't.
My penis and balls.
You don't have that
my
for me.
My penis is balls.
You don't have that for me.
Follow Micah Brucey at Micah Brucey.
I'm not done talking about chili. I fucking love chili.
You have your own side podcast.
Oh, Chili Talk. Mike's Chili Talk. Get out of the frame. It's time for Mike's Chili Talk.
This Diego Lopez.
And guess what? Sometimes it has beans.
A little time
and
pod
sometimes it doesn't have
a little time
beans.
At
you can
you.
Make
Five
lentil
star,
chili.
Review.
My mom
we
would make
we'll
lentil chili.
Bye. Penis. Oh, whoa, weird.
Yeah, so on the bottom, it's like, you know those old limp brushes?
Yeah,
like
I know,
the
exactly.
red ones? Yeah, so it's that on the bottom.
That's so cool.
But then it's a wooden mallard.
And oh,
my,
I love
and my
that.
My mom was like, I don't know, this thing. I was like, oh, I love that thing.
I love that thing.
I want that thing immediately.
Yeah, give me that thing twice.
Yeah. And when he was still alive, he gave me his banjo.
Sick.
Like years and years ago. I mean, I should string it.
String it up.
No. Imagine I string up a banjo and I'm learning to play the banjo while we're all in the house together.
I'd break it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd break it in
so
front of you.
I should hang it up
or something, yeah.
Yeah, I should get it and have it. He literally just has like a piece of fucking twine as the...
So funny.
Like, just like rope.
Yeah.
As like the strap on it.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah.
Another question?
No, those are the questions I got.
That's great. What a podcast.
Yeah. The necklace thing is huge.
Necklace thing is a fucking big win for you.
It was a real big win for me. Because I didn't want to, like, get it resized, and it's like...
No, it's cool to leave it what it is.
Yeah.
It's not... It's...
Because I literally never take my necklace off.
Oh, really? You shower with it?
Sleep with it, shower with it.
Huh.
The whole nine yards. Never take it off.
Okay. I always take mine off.
I just
assumed you're supposed to. I don't know.
Because they're real gold.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine.
Oh, all right. Comment below if I'm supposed to take off a necklace at night or when
yeah,
you're in the
yeah. Comment below if I'm supposed to shower with my necklace on. I mean, I don't wash my neck, so it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not degrading the gold. I'm sure gold can degrade.
I mean,
we could ask this to a person that we're dating that knows a lot about jewelry.
Well, one of us is dating.
We're both dating her. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
Follow Diego Lopez at Dead Bitch. Follow him at This Diego Lopez.
BrainMachineNetwork.com.
A Little Time Pod at gmail.com.
At A Little Time Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. Our DMs are open.
tpublic.com/user/A Little Time Pod.
A Little Time Pod on YouTube. 5-star up, thumbs up, rate and review.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, 5-star on the...
Leave a review. We haven't gotten a new review in a while. Why hasn't that?
I think we got
you
one.
You have all the time in the world to review.
I think we got one recently.
I think I posted the most recent one. I posted them on the stories.
When someone was like, I don't know why I listen to
this.
Yeah, okay.
That's funny. Whoever left that, that's very funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
We have a 5-star rating right now, which is insane.
We're the best.
It's so funny. I think there's like one like...
Negative?
No, there's like one like 4-star and one like 3-star, which is crazy. It's crazy to listen to our podcast
and
then be like, ah, 3. But listen, it is 3.
Yeah.
In the realm of podcasts,
it is 3,
but it's crazy to rate it 3 after listening to it.
To each his own, I guess.
Rate it. Here's the thing about our podcast. Rate it 5
or
don't fucking rate it at all.
Don't be a fucking...
Don't fucking
ask me. Be our guy. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.